From the KCCU News Center on the campus of Cameron University, I'm Clinton Whedon. U.S. Senator Tom Coburn traveled around southwest and western Oklahoma Tuesday as part of a series of town hall meetings being held this week. Coburn began the day in Lawton on campus at Cameron University before traveling to Altus, Elk City, and El Reno to visit with constituents. The senator visited Ada, Ardmore, and Duncan on Monday and will travel to Guthrie, Norman, and Oklahoma City on Wednesday. Coburn kept his opening remarks brief to devote more time to questions from the audience, which raised concerns over topics such as gun control, family values, and government spending. A representative for Coburn said this series of town halls is not related to any specific issue, but is simply for interacting with constituents. In education news, Oklahoma's new State Teacher of the Year visited Cameron University this week to share her strategy for success, a formula she calls HT to the sixth power. Mitch Watson has more.
The Teacher of the Year says high-tech, high-touch, hands-on techniques, higher-level thinking, habitual thankfulness, and heroic teachers are six keys to successful teaching. Elaine Hutchison says she's continually using these concepts in her classroom. She advocates project-based learning and has her students build roller coasters as a hands-on and high-touch activity. She says she relates the lesson to angles and that her students love the activity. Hutchison says allowing students to take hold of their learning is beneficial.
Your students will actually go through and you show them how to take tools and materials and put them together in a real world environment, something that they can be proud of. They will learn through that process probably more than anything we can just impart to them, you know, that the learning should be student-centered.
Hutchison teaches math at Fairview Public Schools and at the Regional Center of the Oklahoma School of Science and Math. With a teaching career spanning 19 years, Hutchison says she advises teachers under pressure to persevere.
Continue to grow. Start today. Start with what knowledge base that you have, but never settle for just doing the same stale things in your classroom day in and day out. Always want to learn new things that you think that next year's class would want to learn.
According to the Oklahoma Department of Education, Hutchison won about $50,000 in cash and prizes from contributors. She will represent Oklahoma at the National Teacher of the Year competition. Reporting for KCCU News, I'm Mitch Watson.
In local education news, the Lawton Board of Education has found a new leader for Lawton Public Schools. At the regular monthly meeting held Monday, the board unanimously approved the hiring of Dr. Tom Deegan as the next LPS superintendent. Deegan is currently the superintendent of Ringwood Public Schools and brings nearly 20 years of Oklahoma public school experience to the position, including stints as a classroom teacher at Calumet and as a principal at Gary. Deegan says he believes he'll be able to adapt his experience in smaller school systems to Lawton.
At the end of the day, I do believe everybody believes their children attend a small school. You pull up to see the same kids every day and the same principal and the same parents. And so that sense of community translates no matter where you are.
Calling Deegan the right person at the right time, Board President Kent Jester said in a release that the board believes, quote, the community will get behind him once they hear his ideas about how we should achieve our shared goals, end quote. Deegan will replace Barry Beecham, who is retiring effective June 30th after 39 years with Lawton Public Schools. The Skywarn 7 weather forecast from KSWO is up next. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon.